Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb, I thought Jurassic Park was a documentary. Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Well, Corey, on the podcast, we like to talk to people who've been in the debt review process or who are in the debt review process and find out what that's like, you know? If you're thinking about entering debt review, it can be scary because you don't have a lot of information. And we hope that people that listen to the podcast can learn a little bit.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Well, Corey, on the podcast, we like to talk to people who've been in the debt review process or who are in the debt review process and find out what that's like, you know? If you're thinking about entering debt review, it can be scary because you don't have a lot of information. And we hope that people that listen to the podcast can learn a little bit about what debt review involves, some of the challenges that sometimes present you or are presented. And of course, the wonderful side of debt review, getting out of debt, you know? So that's what the podcast is about.
Zach, I've got a true or false question, maybe one or two. First off, true or false, when you finish with debt review, do you think you can buy a car?
Well, Corey, if you've been driving the old skedonk for a couple of years and you're in debt review and you still just finished paying that off, one of the things that many people want to do is they want to buy a new car. And the good news is, yes, you absolutely can. If you go to a credit provider, they always check, do you have enough money to pay for something in installments? And if you have that, if you've budgeted for it, then absolutely you can get credit. And if your credit score looks good, you can even get low rates, or you can shop around and get different rates to compare with one another, get a good deal.
And another one, true or false. Once you've applied for debt review, you've gone through the process, you've got to a clearance certificate, and something happens and you might just get into trouble again, can you apply for debt review again?
Well, Corey, yes, that is true. You can apply for debt review again because life happens. You know, even the most meticulous, careful person can get hit with a medical emergency, can have a change of circumstances, can be retrenched. People take maternity leave and they don't get their full pay in some cases and things like that. There's many reasons why a person could enter debt review again, including just getting carried away and spending too much more than you expect. But why do you ask me that, Corey?
Well, Zach, funny enough, I think we're chatting to someone today. We're speaking to Timaling, and he's exactly done both. He's gone through debt review. He bought himself a nice car. And then life, like you said, happens, and he's applied for debt review again. So, yeah, let's go over to Timaling and chat to him and listen to his story. Timaling, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you based? What do you do? Just give us a bit of background around yourself.
I'm with William McCavan. I'm staying in the Northwest. I'm a firefighter by profession. I work at Dr. Ruth Sokomotso Mompati Municipality in Freiburg. So I'm a firefighter.
Firefighter, is it an exciting job or a scary job?
And it's an exciting job. I've been a firefighter since 1994. It's exciting, it's also scary, but I really enjoy it.
Well, I mean, that's amazing. Congratulations, keeping people safe and helping people. That really is an amazing career to pursue. Sure, and you've been doing it for a long time, so you know all the things that there are about firefighting. And it sounds like one of the typical questions, but I presume you go in the truck with the sirens blaring and racing around towns. Do you work shifts and crazy hours or things like that?
I even worked 11 years in Pretoria, so I was at Lyttelton Fire Station. I was staying around there.
Are you a single man? Are you a married man? You've been a firefighter for a while. Tell us a little bit. Do you have a small family, big family?
Yeah, I've got a big family. I've got three. I've got two boys and one daughter. I'm married. Yes, I'm married. I'm a firefighter. I'm also a traditional leader in our village. So I'm trying to be, I can't say I'm disciplined, but I have life.
And so obviously you had a bit of financial issues. What did you know about Debt Review before you joined Octagon? Did you hear anything about Debt Review? What was your knowledge around Debt Review?
I didn't have a knowledge of Debt Review.
Okay, so if I can ask a little bit, did you use credit a lot? Were you reliant on a lot of credit to cover all your bills? Were there any unexpected things that suddenly you were spending more credit than you thought and so you went to try get more credit?
Yes, you know, when coming to finance, I was not disciplined. And I earn a very good salary. That one I can't shy away from it. I'm earning a good salary. It's just that I was excited. So I was enjoying to buy. I needed financial advisor before I can do something pertaining to my finance. So really, that's what I was hooked up in misusing my finance. Yes, then after realizing later that I've messed up, then I went to Octagon. It's for the second time I worked with Octagon. But this time I doubt if Octagon will help me, because it was a large amount of money that include cars. It was large. It's a large amount, including cars, credit cards, can name them. So I was so amazed when Octagon welcomed me. And as I speak, they're helping me, and I really enjoy their service. Was keeping me awake at night. But since I come across Octagon again, that's when something, at least things start to run smooth for me. That's when I started to enjoy my salary again.
That's
so it. Really, I'm cruising nicely.
Okay, now everything's back in control. Okay, so if you're a man who likes to spend wildly, which it sounds that you sometimes get a bit carried away, if you don't mind my saying, have Octagon helped you maybe to change that habit a little bit as well?
It helped me to change the habit as well. So I'm disciplined. I'm afraid. I'm communicating with them. I don't talk to anyone. I only talk to Octagon. Yeah, so it helped me a lot, really.
What would you say to Maling was the big spot? Was it the reduction in installment? Do you know if they reduced your interest rates? Did they tell you anything like that?
I have all the information from Octagon. Like I'm saying, it's not for the first time I work with them. So I enjoy everything that comes from their side. And I rely too much on them. I trust them. I'm from their offices. They're not fly-by-nights, they're professionals.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to say, so that's interesting. You decided when you were going to go to Octagon again, yes, to actually go to the offices and sit down with people face-to-face. Why did you make that decision instead of maybe just picking up the telephone or something like that? Why did you decide to go?
Yes. Somebody just came to my workplace, and that particular person phoned me, claiming to be from and that guy wanted to take my car from me. You see, he wanted to take my bike from me, claimed from me, he was sent by, he said, I have 5 months not paying the bank. So somebody was from Johannesburg, was talking to the particular person telephonically and also with me. That one was a lady, and they wanted to convince me that really I'm in debt. So fortunately by then, I had some airtime, then I called Octagon. I spoke directly to Adiksha, and she advised me not to sign anything and not to give that guy my bike. So that's when I realized how strong Oxygen is and how committed Oxygen is to their customers or to their clients. So I refused to give the car, the guy, my car keys. So that's when I decided the same day to drive to Johannesburg. To Johannesburg, I slept over at my sister's place. Then I went to Oxygen's offices tomorrow morning. Then I had arrangement with Adiksha to go and see her. And that's when I realized that Oxygen is not a fly-by-night. The setup was excellent. They are professionals. They are committed to their clients. Everything was is exciting up till now. So even that particular person decided to stay away from me. So I want people to learn that if they want good debt counselors, I'm referring them to Oxygen because they're professional, they're not fly-by-nights, they're committed to their clients.
And I presume, to my language, that you're driving that bucky today. You've still got the bucky. It's safe. The payments were actually being made. Everything is good.
Everything is good. I'm still driving my bucky. I'm not really afraid of anyone. Me, I might just work nicely with Oxygen like I always do.
So, Tumbling, I'm assuming after that ordeal and now you've got your bucky, debt review does work and it works for you. So you are a happy camper. And what would you say to someone that is potentially thinking about debt review? What would you tell that client?
Before they go to debt review, they must do a thorough research. They don't just go to anyone. They must see the people. They must go and see their offices first. They must be sure of their commitment to their customers. Because I can even, that gave me a concept that even people from the bank take advantage of debt counselors. They think that they thought that Oxygen is a fly-by-night, they'll take advantage of it. Because I don't know where these people get this concept from. So like I'm saying, I advise people, if they want good debt review, they must go to Oxygen. They're the best in the country.
Good. No, but it's very good. And it's a good example of how when you're in debt review, sometimes weird things do happen. You know, it doesn't stop strange things from happening, but it gives you someone to help you when that kind of situation comes up. So that's very nice to hear. And what do you think? Do you you've got a plan to pay back your debt now? How long is that going to take you? How long do you still have to go before you finish with all your debt payments? Because you said it was a very big amount of money that you were owing. So,
you know, if you have started with debt review, you take advantage of the small ones, then you add some amount. Then you clear the smaller amounts, the smaller debts quickly. Then you concentrate on the large amount. Then it's not really. Then if you work your things accordingly, you don't draw too much on stress. Yes.
Do you tell your friends and family about debt review and your experience, or are you shy to tell other people about this?
I tell everybody, even my colleagues at work. Because most of us, we are not disciplined when coming to finance. And when you are not disciplined, you are not a fool. Because finance is something else. You get more. Then that's when you spend a lot, you see. So, but really, I know it will be, if my boss is listening to this, maybe he'll be a bit scared or jealous, but really, this is an interview. I always tell my colleagues about a debt review.
Okay, so it's almost like debt is like a fire.
Yes.
And then the debt counselor is a bit like a firefighter who comes to rescue you when you're struggling with debt.
Yes, yes, yes. When you talk of debt, finance, that are those people who are good in managing finance. But after the debt review, after what I've experienced now, I think I must be disciplined. I'm forced to get disciplined since I'm aging. And I've seen the struggle I went through, I've gone through. So really, I think I must discipline myself. Yes.
I think there are many people that are struggling today, and not many people want to face the fact that they are struggling. So just by taking that step and realizing that you need help is great. It's like I'm going to use the firefighter again. If you don't put that flame out, that flame can grow into something much bigger.
Yes, yeah, that flame can grow. So you must just swallow your pride and go to the relevant people, not just anyone. And you must do a thorough research before you can get help.
Do you find it difficult to work with cash because you're not using a credit card, you're not getting loans? Is that difficult now, or you get good at it?
It's not difficult. I really, for now, I enjoy the state I'm in because I don't want to have credit cards. I don't want to spend. For now, somebody's controlling my finances, and I really like that.
And I think it's also nice to have someone that you know, if you are struggling, you can talk to that guy. So that person's not just helping you with your debt, but there's you can, you know, you can bend that ear for someone if you need help. And that's nice to have someone like a Diksha, right?
Yes, like a Diksha, yes. And I wish she protect, she really protect me from my car being stolen by someone who claims, by a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, people must really be careful of scam. That's what I went through at the Oxygen Saved Me.
Yeah, and we just want to say thank you for sharing that story. It's a very good story, and it's nice to see the progress that you're making, you know, and it's very nice to see how outspoken you are about the situation, because the good advice that you're giving hopefully helps a lot of people in your community, amongst the people that you work with, to also get control of their finances, you know, so they can also benefit. So well done on that.
Yeah. It is a pleasure speaking to you, and all the best with your journey. I know it's almost done, and once it's done, please, we want you to come and tell us again how you feel once you're done with your journey.
Yeah, but I'll be done with my journey very soon. Don't be shocked when I say it's a large amount of money. But for now, really, I really enjoyed the interview. Me and Oxygen, we are cruising nicely. I want this to be done properly like it has been done before. So thanks for the interview.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Like, really, really thank you for coming on with us. Yeah, that was really great. I must say, I feel a little bit smarter now. I feel a little bit safer, you know, from fire, but I also feel a little bit smarter knowing that, yes, you can enter debt review again. And yeah, you got to be careful of people who just come along and try to get their hands on your car. What a good warning example.
No, I agree. It's nice to know that people that fight fires can also fight debt. So thank you very much for you, Tumileng, for his time. Zach, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you to our listeners, and we'll see you on the next episode of Debt Review with Dummies. Da-da-da-da.